Hello, everyone. I'm Jameson Olive, and welcome to 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we tell you everything you need to know about the Panthers' upcoming matchup in 5 minutes or less. The Panthers will wrap up their 4-game homestand with a matinee matchup against the Predators at BB&T Center this afternoon, with a puck drop scheduled for 2 p.m. Sitting in second place in the Central Division at 19-6-4, the Panthers have won 6 of their last 8 games, but are coming off a 2-1 loss to the Predators on Thursday. In the loss, Jonathan Huberdeau scored his 11th goal of the season to claim sole possession of the Panthers' scoring lead with 35 points. Just 1 point behind him, Captain Alexander Barkov ranks second with 34 points. Riding a season-high 6-game point streak, however, Mackenzie Weegar might be carrying the hottest stick at the moment. During that stretch, the 27-year-old has tallied 1 goal and 7 assists to push his point total on the season to 18. Of those points, 17 have come at even strength, which places him among the top defensemen in the NHL in that category. Following Friday's practice in Sunrise, here's what Panthers coach Joel Quenneville had to say about Uyghur's breakout campaign.
I think he's just gotten more composed. I think he has more composure with the puck, better play recognition. He does get a lot of good looks in the course of a game. Him and Eck, be it off the rush or in zone, whether they're looking for one another or they're joining the three forwards at the time, he seems to be selecting in the offensive zone the time to go in, and he's a threat off the rush, and he's got a lot of different looks with possession at the top of the blue line. So it's a he's just evolving in the right fashion, and defensively is a point that we'll always emphasize as far as that's a priority. And he adds to it with his possession game too. So it's a good thing going on for him, and real good progress.
With the Panthers not skating this morning, we won't have a projected lineup until closer to puck drop. That being said, Quenneville did reveal after Friday's practice that Chris Driedger will be back in net after backing up Sergei Bobrovsky in each of the last 5 games. In 12 appearances this season, Driedger has posted a 7-3-2 record with a 2.40 goals against average and .920 save percentage. Facing the Predators back on February 5th, he made 24 saves to backstop Florida to a 2-1 victory. With both Driedger and Bobrovsky at the top of their game right now, Panthers forward Alexander Wennberg said the team has benefited from excellent goaltending all season long.
I mean, it's really important. There's two really good goalies, and especially right now with the schedule that we have, I think it's great to have them have a couple of games, like one guy play one and then the next one steps in. And like you said, it doesn't matter who's in net, we feel comfortable with both of them. So I think it's really good for our team to have that.
Occupying sixth place in the Central Division at 13-16-1, the Predators have enjoyed consecutive wins over the Lightning and Panthers after having lost 6 of 7 games before that. Philip Forsberg leads Nashville in scoring with 27 points, including 3 goals and 7 assists in 5 games against the Panthers this season. Piling up the points lately, Kale Järnkrok, who scored a pair of goals in Thursday's win over the Panthers, has produced 3 goals and 4 assists over his last 3 games. With no starting goaltender announced as of this morning, the Predators will either go with Pekka Rinne or Juuse Saros in net this afternoon against the Panthers. While Saros is only 2 days removed from a 40-save performance against the Panthers on Thursday, Rinne looked nearly just as sharp while making 38 saves in a 4-1 win over Tampa Bay on Monday. Overall, the Panthers have gone 3-1-1 against the Predators this season. Looking to bounce back this afternoon, here's what Wennberg had to say about the matchup.
Yeah, I mean, last game it didn't work out the way we wanted, but you can't really overthink it right now. It's just get back to the things we do good, skate. And obviously, it's a great opportunity here to just play against them again and beat them instead.
As a reminder, the Panthers will be celebrating Pride Day at BB&T Center this afternoon, with special edition Panther Pride hats available online for purchase at flateamshop.com after the game. For tickets, head to floridapanthers.com/tickets. I'm Jameson Olive. This has been the 5-Minute Morning Skate, and we'll see you at Puck Drop.